Hero program. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy, and I tell you, you don't need an appointment. Just roll right in, get you taken care of, get you an MVP treatment. We have somewhat of a quicker segment to get ready for.
We're going to go short segment here, and we'll come back.
Blake Anderson.
Yeah, we'll hear from him in just a moment. Let's get a little entertainment news in here, and not a lot to speak of from over the weekend. In fact, I really only have one main story, and that's the box office from over the weekend. Ouija, as in Ouija board. $20 million, your top pick over the weekend. John Wick, which is the new Keanu Reeves joint, came in second, $14.15 million. Fury, the aforementioned, as Coach Anderson was telling us, he took his players to see that.
I saw it, too.
$13 million. $46.05 domestic total now, and Matty T has seen it as well. And you liked it?
It was decent. You know what movie I liked more was St. Vincent with Bill Murray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about that.
Fury is way over the top. I mean, the tanks practically shoot lasers, you know, so it is what it is. It's entertaining, but...
That would be...
Lasers?
That's not fair.
They might as well... They practically shoot blue and red lasers.
Sweet. Gone Girl finished fourth. Matt's seen that as well, and the Book of Life finished fifth. The
Book of Life looks stupid.
Okay. Who's in that?
That's that stupid animated one from...
Looks stupid because it's stupid animated.
I think it stars Benicio del Toro or some dude like that. It's Hispanic.
Nope, not going to see it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, exactly.
No, I think actually that was one of the plus sides of it. That's what I meant. It's like,
see, I got
gotcha. Despite the fact of it being Hispanic, it still sucks.
Jockstrap to this one. Jockstrap here, boys.
What's up, bub?
Another hot coffee lawsuit. This one from Denny's. Home of the Grand Slam breakfast.
If you're eating at Denny's, there's already something wrong with you.
Wrong. You're wrong. Actually,
where
Denny's
is there
rocks.
A Denny's? There's only one Denny's in the state.
There's one at the end of 630 in Shackleford. It is Denny's Grand Slam breakfast is fantastic.
If you don't think Moons Over Miami is the best item there, then you are absolutely crazy,
I'm more
sir.
Of a Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity kind of guy.
I'm telling you, that is a standard for us when we go to Branson, man. There's one right on the strip there. We go to Denny's every time
you
go
get a Grand Slammer Amaroo.
Oh, yeah, and they have, like, so many different ones now, and I get, like, the Lumberjack Slam. It's ridiculous.
Buddy, quite often, after a late game in Fayetteville on a weeknight, that was the only place open.
Yeah, I love Denny's, man, so how dare you disparage it. Anyway, apparently their coffee's really hot, too, which I don't drink a lot of it there, but nevertheless. A young lady in Angola, New York.
Oh, there's your, there's
that
your second problem.
Yeah, in the latest news, parents sued a Denny's location in Angola, New York after a one-year-old daughter was burned by coffee. The now five-year-old girl's case has been settled for at least $500,000.
Oh, that's a decent amount, yeah.
I'm gonna ad-lib here and say irresponsible, that's the ad-lib part, parents, Jose Adames and Sally Irizarry argue that a waitress negligently put the coffee within the girl's reach. Hey, stupid, why don't you pay attention? That's your job. You're the parent, you moron.
Yeah, quit ordering your daughter coffee.
The girl got first and second degree burns. I ordered her a scotch and water. What is this?
That's not hot.
The girl received first and second degree burns, and the family says the cost of medical care throughout her life will run to some $340,000. Hey, look. Yeah, it's expensive to be an idiotic parent.
Hey,
stuff happens.
It ain't like getting burned with hot tomato soup.
Here's the deal.
I guarantee you that much.
I'm not a great parent. I think we can all agree to that.
Hear, hear.
But let me go ahead and say something that I think every parent needs to hear. When I am around my children, I always try to think about what is the stupidest thing they could do right now. What is the dumbest thing and what is the worst thing that could possibly happen considering what they're doing right now?
So you're not giving them the benefit of the doubt on anything?
No. I assume they're going to do the dumbest thing
something
possible.
Stupid, okay.
Which means if there's hot coffee around, I'm going to make sure it's not within reach of my one-year-old. And if the waitress who is hustling around to serve other customers at other tables who might include, you know, responsible parents, puts a cup of coffee down where my one-year-old can reach it, I'm going to assume that my one-year-old, not knowing any better, might grab that cup of coffee and pour it all over herself. So I will go ahead and move that coffee out of the way so as to not burn my child. That's not the waitress's responsibility, you booger-eating moron. It's your responsibility as the parent to protect your child from hot coffee.
That being said, let me just shift just a little bit, if I may. Just a little bit.
Just a bit. Just pop.
It is irritating to me, though, when I do go through some places and get coffee. Hot, you know, I usually get iced coffee, but when I don't, sometimes I get hot coffee. And it is so hot. It is so hot that it takes me 15 minutes to actually be able to even take a sip out of this said Hut coffee.
I have to tell
you. That's irritating.
This. I've been drinking coffee all of my adult life. In fact, I started drinking coffee probably about the time I was 6 or 7 years of age.
Was that after a long night of drinking scotch?
Yes.
You had to wake up
at Pete
and deliver the papers. I got to deliver the papers.
I look over at
Give
Pete,
me some coffee,
and he's like,
Pete.
Boy, rough one last night. I'm like, yeah, Gramp, it was.
Pete, I need it black. Give it to me straight, Pete.
I have never been served a cup of coffee that was too, quote unquote, too hot to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Never have.
Oh, it's happened to me.
Well,
it's happened to me. That's why I'm a nice coffee guy.
I guess I'm a lot tougher than you.
No, it's just because you don't have any feeling in your mouth. God only knows what you've been doing with that tongue of yours.
I got no feeling in my brain either.
Man, what was that that happened to Michael Douglas?
Yeah. Oh, you think that's funny?
Yes!
He's got a disorder.
No, he came out and said it was a fake. It was a lie.
Oh, okay. Well, he was
fibbing.
Okay. Well, anyway, my point is, I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's any coffee that's ever been served too hot to drink. First of all, second of all, if you're too stupid to keep hot coffee away from your 1 year old, I'm not saying you deserve it, and the child certainly doesn't. But you're an idiot, and you're a bad parent.
No, that's
true. You know what? They should be sued for being irresponsible, stupid parents.
True. Although, can I just?
That being said,
not thinning the herd, Pat.
Okay, I understand. All right, you guys understand that I spilled hot tomato soup on my hand.
Right.
And you saw the pictures. I had to go to the hospital. They put me under sedation.
In Children's Hospital.
God knows did what to me while I was under sedation.
I don't know why they needed to take my pants down to fix my left arm, but so be it.
Wait, no, the burn is here, Doc, not there.
I didn't spill it in my lap.
And then they had a
scrub. That's all red down there for a different reason.
Maddie, you don't let him say that about me.
It looks like carpet burn.
So, anyway, I'm talking about a serious medical condition.
He's
serious
like,
medical
don't
condition.
Mind the skinned-up knees, Doc. I had to earn the money to pay for this procedure. Oh!
That's not true.
Okay. Anyway, what happened?
They had
now?
To scrub it because
right.
It was blistered and all bad.
I saw it. It was disgusting. I threw it in my mouth a little bit.
And that wasn't even a second-degree burn.
Yes, it was.
I swear to God, it wasn't. It wasn't a second degree.
That was a third degree burn?
No, it was like one, kind of. I swear to you.
I thought first degree was worse than third degree. If you had a first degree burn, I think that's worse.
I mean, it was the worst. It was the least.
It's like love in the first degree is the worst kind of love versus third degree love. But if you're a seventh degree black belt, you're way tougher than a first degree black belt. I'm so confused.
Oh, wait a second.
Kenny, do you know the answer to this? I don't know.
Is degree... I know second is the middle.
Hey,
that I know for sure.
Let me ask you this. Could we be stupider? No?
Okay. No.
What's worse?
I guess my point is this.
I just got a text from Ronnie Plack, who's embarrassed to be associated with us now. Now we're idiots.
What I'm saying is...
Could be worse. We could be the Kardashians.
You saw what I went through, mental anguish
worse?
I went through, right, Manny T? You
saw I saw it, man. It was brutal.
Or first degree burn. Okay,
mine wasn't even close to that poor little kid.
They had to transplant some of Pat's skin from his...
Right. Well, luckily, his prosthetic posterior from his butt implants.
It's got plenty to go around.
All right.
But now your arm smells funny.
Tomato soup burn, man.
It's got funny hairs.
I'll have it forever. It singed off my hair. That's not even a lie. It singed off my hair.
It's got dingleberries on his arm.
Stop it. The most serious burns, third degree, involve all layers of the skin.
Yeah, so if that little kid had second and third degree burns and I didn't even have barely a one.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing.
What?
It's hot coffee. They have to serve it hot.
It's hot tomato soup.
And if you bring it out lukewarm, I'm going to send it back for more hotter. Burn it. Make it hot.
I want third degree hot coffee today,
There's an
sir.
Inherent risk there. It's like playing football. It's like, oh, I broke my leg. Well, you're playing football.
No.
There's an inherent risk.
You can't say playing football and drinking coffee are the same thing.
There's an inherent risk with drinking hot items or eating hot soup, apparently. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Anyway.
You take your life or your hands into your hand.
I'll tell you what. I never
have
burned my mouth on hot. I'll tell you what I burned my mouth on is hot wings.
Roof, you never burn a hot pizza?
Like when you bite through a hot piece of hot wing and it's like all steamy inside and that burns the roof of your mouth and I go, good. I don't care because it tastes so good. I don't care if my mouth burns or not.
What about the hot cheese on top of the pizza? You don't burn the roof of your mouth on
that? No, I have had that happen too. And it's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, it is. You kidding me? Sometimes I'll just pour hot cheese all over my head because it's worth it.
Scott says, I thought Pat had a 210 degree burn. Kev says, coffee suit. As a parent, I would define in reach of a 1-year-old as anywhere on the table. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because, again, Kids are dumb. Well, not dumb, but, I mean, she's one. She doesn't know any better. She's going to reach for, gaga, doo doo, bye bye, Google, oh, iPad. I mean, they're going to grab for whatever.
My iPad's not hot.
No, but exactly. But you don't want her breaking it, right? She'd knock it off the table. You're going to sue Denny's because your iPad was on the table?
I'll smack that little kid. No, I wouldn't do that.
You know what I would have said? I said, look, Your Honor, keep the 500 grand. I just want Grand Slam breakfast for life.
Moons over, throwing a moons over my hammy for your guy over here. Huh?
Okay. I'll tell you what. You keep the 500 grand. I want moons over my hammy for my boy for life.
That's it.
I need Grand Slam breakfast until the cows come home.
What about Fruity Tootie Matt and Duty? That's what he wants. The Fruity Tootie Matty.
All right. As soon as we get done with this, we're going to move on. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, dude. I think you ought to put that out worldwide, nationwide, whatever. The parents are morons and let the kids do stuff.
That's it. Parents deserve all the blame here. In fact, the parents, if I was the judge, I would have said, parents, come up here. And I would have had them, they would have had to do the hot coffee challenge instead of the ice bucket challenge. And I would have poured two buckets of hot coffee over the parents' heads for being
third
stupid and irresponsible.
Third degree burn in the head?
At least third degree.
You're going to scalp the scalp.
I hope they get a zero
scald
degree
the
burn.
Scalp.
Too stupid. Chris, am I right, though? I mean, do you have kids?
Yeah, well,
do you not assume they're going to do the dumbest thing ever? I mean, you just go, hey, look, if there's a street for them to run into or a dog for them to tease to be bitten by, I assume they'll do it. So I try to keep those issues separated. I'm like, I don't put my kid in position to run into a street.
Right. Kids can do the things we used to do and get by with.
Right.
Can't ride a bicycle down the highway no more.
Right.
Over.
Exactly.
Wait, they don't ride their bicycles down the highway anymore?
Yeah, a kid got run over.
What kind of kids are yours?
What happened?
Softies.
Well, Your Honor, he was running around in traffic, and he got run over. It was a tragic thing. I blame the driver. No, you idiot. You let your kid run around in traffic, you stupid moron.
What's wrong with that? It develops agility, vision, toughness.
Your kid's not a... You can't go play in the highway anymore.
Yeah, if your kid's not a frogger, it's not okay.
I don't know what happened to this world.
Yeah,
what are you going to tell me next?
Chris, thank you. Thank you, Chris. I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, look, I am happy that I learned the difference between third and first degree burn today. I've always wondered
about
that.
Tell me, can't microwave stuff in styrofoam anymore? Is that what you're going to tell me next?
Boy, it does get hot in styrofoam, doesn't it? Styrofoam's an amazing thing. It keeps hot stuff hot and cold stuff
especially
cold.
Especially when it starts smoking in the microwave, it looks cool.
It's in there too long. Danny.
Hey, morning. How y'all doing all right?
Afternoon,
hey,
my friend.
About coffee, now, I could write a book on coffee, but not a coffee table book.
It'd be a very interesting book.
Be interesting.
Yeah. But I you can't get coffee too hot for me either. After I cook it, I grind my own beans and all that. I use really good coffee like Millstone or Starbucks. After the coffee, you know, goes to the coffee maker, then I put it in the microwave and I watch it in there until it starts bubbling. And then I take it out. And then I put it on another hot thing for coffee to keep it hot while I'm drinking it. So you cannot get coffee too hot.
I'm with you.
I think you guys are insane.
There are absolutes in this world. Coffee can't be too hot, and beer can't be too cold.
See, I'm afraid to weigh in now because I actually agree with Pat. I cannot stand coffee that's too hot.
But you guys are wimps.
I know.
It's just
I got to put myself
out there.
In
fact, the president of the PGA says you guys are little girls. Little girls. What's up, Hoot?
Hey, guys. Hey, yeah, I know that tomato soup on the hand sounds kind of painful, but about 20 years ago, I was coming back from a late softball tournament one night about 11 o'clock, and as I walked in the house, I took off my uniform. The only thing I had on as I was walking through the house was my jockstrap. My wife had just pulled hot pies out of the oven and had the kind that are full crust on top and on the film on them and had turned it upside down on the plate and handed it to me. And as I was sitting there in the recliner, she told me that she burnt the top of it, and I raised it up to look at the bottom, and the thing slid off that plate, and it was like slow motion.
Oh, no.
You're talking 450-degree gravy. That thing landed on my crotch and split open. You talk about painful. I wish it would have been a third-degree burn.
Oh, my gosh.
It would have been less painful. But
he was picking peas and carrots and chunks of chicken out of there for weeks.
You've destroyed all your nerves. Now, you can still feel down there.
Hoot.
Oh, I could feel it. The blisters, by the time she got back from the store trying to get some cream, I had blisters the size of Mount Rushmore down there.
And, you didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah, little president's face is down his crotch. She was crazy. Hoot, that's wild.
You know, when you walk in the hospital, the first thing they do is they have you sit down and they take your blood pressure and your temperature and all that.
Yeah.
I was at a military hospital, so I just threw him my ID card, and I went straight back to the exam room and laid on. And they come out and like, "What's wrong with you?" And then they look at it like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, pot pie. Hey, listen, pot pie should be outlawed.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Root, you want to know what Hoot?
Pot pie should be outlawed. They're incredibly unhealthy.
Chicken
and
pot pie?
They get way too hot. Yeah, there's like 8,000 calories.
No, chicken pot pie can never be too hot.
There's like 100 calories of fat inside of pot pie. They're the worst thing ever. My mom cooked them 3 times a week when I was a kid.
I do love them. Hoot, you'd be surprised. When I went in there.
Oh, hey. You know, if I would have wanted to sue him or something like that, then there would be a label on there that says, you know, do not eat pot pies while wearing a jock strap.
There you go.
Thank God.
Thanks for the warning, because I was thinking about that.
That's a story he told us. What he actually did was he tried to make his own movie called American Pot Pie.
You're not supposed to eat it with your...
When I did go in the hospital, they said the most common burn they see guys come in with.
Yeah,
is right on their lap, right in their crotch, yeah. Whether it's grease, when they're cooking,
well,
it's doing something dumb like
you
that.
You and Matty T,
right on their
of course, you guys are both fearful of making your coffee too hot because you're afraid you'll spill it on your lap when you're wearing your skirt, and that'll burn your legs. So I understand that. You guys are a couple skirts.
Now, chicken pot pie can't ever be too hot.
I also don't ride a bicycle with a bar in the front.
With all due respect to the Swansons and everybody else that makes pot pies, they should be outlawed because they're the most unhealthy, disgusting thing in the world. They are delicious,
they
though,
are
I admit.
They're fantastic.
They're really good. I love them. But they're terrible
can't
for
get
you.
Better.
They're horrifically bad.
Oh, now,
for
come
you.
On.
They are.
I don't think they're horrific.
You're telling me a fried crust is bad for you?
I mean, no, it's on. Not even that. It's the gravy. There's like 800 calories of fat inside
fried
there.
Crust
I mean, it's
gravy
disgusting.
It's
well, maybe you should look
you know what?
Do it your own. Make your own. Make him Mr. Healthy Man.
You can't make them healthy, bro. That they're by nature unhealthy. That's like saying you should make your own crack and make it better for you. No, it's just by nature it's unhealthy
in
for
moderation.
You. No, not okay.
No one ever died from crack. They died from too much crack. Fair enough, Matty T?
That's no, not fair enough. Anyway, can I please, can we go to Landers tomorrow? Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, thank you. LandersChrysler.com, 501-316-4400. It's the last week of the month, and Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton is needing to sell a bunch of new cars this week. But watch out for the tailpipe because it gets real hot, like hot coffee. They'll give you too much for your trade. That sounds ridiculous. I like that idea. Sale the vehicle cheaper than anybody else. And offer you the best rate they can. So you get more for your trade. In fact, too much. They're going to sell you cheaper than anyone else. And they're going to offer you the best rate on your financing. Ridiculous. The number one Chrysler dealer in the state for 20 years running. They didn't get there on accident. It's LandersChrysler.com. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Benton.